Now we're going to take a look at what's happening in the United States with food stamps. In September, the number of people on food stamps was well over 31 million. That is the highest participation level on record, and it translates into 1 in 10 Americans. Ellen Vollinger, the legal food stamp director for the Food Research and Action Center, joins us now. Good morning, Ellen, and welcome to The Takeaway.
Thank you for having me.
So what in the world is happening?
Well, in September, there were two major factors that pushed food stamp usage as high as it got. One is the continuing weak economy, which is affecting people all across the country. There's no state that's not experiencing some level of difficulties. And for many, they've been in recession for quite a while and are seeing very big problems for people struggling having enough income to afford nutritious food for their families. But one other factor also occurred in September, and those were hurricanes in the Gulf region, Hurricane Ike and Gustav. And one of the hallmarks of the federal food stamp program is that it is responsive to increases in need. So as the economy is weakened or as natural disasters kicked in, the food stamp program is structured so that it will expand in times of growing need, and that's precisely what happened in September.
So is that a sign that everything's working, that the system is great, or is this an alarming statistic that conceals maybe some other problems in the economy?
I'd say it's both a structure that's working and an alarming trend. The food stamp program is a federal entitlement program. In 1996, when Congress was considering welfare reform, there were actually proposals to change that structure, block grant it, and give states a fixed sum of money. Fortunately, Congress rejected that proposal. If it had adopted that and states had been stuck with fixed pots of money, we wouldn't see the ability for these benefits to kick in and help people who are struggling with unemployment, underemployment, or in areas like the Gulf Coast states where they were hit with that sudden hurricane problem. So the structure of the food stamp program is sound. That's the good news. The bad news is how weak the economy is and how low benefit levels are. The food stamps that people get will help them, but they only help them through part of the month because they're set at too low a benefit level amount. And we've been asking Congress, particularly given the weakness in the economy, to help jumpstart the economy and help those struggling families by including a benefit increase in food stamps, which, by the way, are now called Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, SNAP, to go ahead and give a boost in those benefit levels as part of the stimulus economic recovery package.
And Ellen, and those are for people who are eligible. So let's step back for a second. I was surprised by the numbers, essentially because eligibility has become much harder in the last 10 years. Who is eligible for food stamps today?
Well, it's a national program, and so the income levels are set nationally. If you are a household of three, your net income for food stamps would probably be about $18,000. That means you could have a higher gross income, but once they look at your expenses, if you have high shelter costs, high rent expenses, high utilities, high child care costs, they're going to take those into account, and that may help you qualify. In addition, some states have taken options under the federal program to actually make it easier, especially for working families, to get those benefits. That's true in New York State. It's recently true in Ohio, Pennsylvania. So families really, if they're feeling that they're having a struggle making ends meet, they may want to check out either through the helpline that USDA has nationally, 1-800-221-5689, or they can go on our website, www.frac.org, and they can actually get linked to a tool which will help them pre-screen and determine whether or not their circumstances are such that they can qualify.
You're talking about families. What about individuals, single people, men or women?
Well, it's a sliding scale in terms of eligibility. The income that you're allowed to have is varied according to whether you're a one-person household or a larger household. And how much you're going to get in benefits also varies not only according to your household side, but also to what your particular low-income circumstances are. The best way for people to check and see whether or not they might be eligible before even pursuing the process would be to check and go on the USDA website and pre-screen themselves. Again, we have a link on our website to that tool. You just go in and answer a few questions, and it will give you a pretty good idea whether or not you qualify, and then you could decide whether or not to pursue the process. But we're missing a lot of people in this country who are eligible. The most recent statistics show that one out of every three people who's eligible for food stamps has not been getting them.
Wow.
So that's a lot of people out there that just probably don't know that they're eligible or may not know how to go about obtaining the help, but it is there for them. We would encourage them to get it if they need it, in particular because they will actually bring federal dollars into their local communities that'll go through grocery stores and help the local economy. So first and foremost, they should do it to make sure they have the resources to feed themselves and their families. But frankly, they will be doing
right.
a good thing for the local economy if they pursue it as well.
Ellen, quickly before we go, is there still a stigma associated with food stamps in the sense that people are ashamed to show them in the grocery market? But with 31 million people on food stamps, stigma for 1 in 10 people would seem to be going away.
Well, we think that there's been a lot done in this program to modernize it and to take away the stigma that was associated with coupons. For one thing, people redeem their benefits by using an ATM-like debit card. It's called an electronic benefit
transfer
card.
So no one knows.
Yeah, and so it's very much a mainstream experience. And states are working very hard with the federal government to try to get the word out that this is a nutrition program, it's there for people, try to ease the process for them. They need to work harder at it, frankly. It's, there's more work to be done. But it is modernizing, and hopefully, particularly with the new federal name for the program, SNAP, Supplemental
right.
Nutrition Assistance Program, that notion of coupons will be from a bygone day.
Ellen Vollinger, thank you so much.
Thank you
the
for having
big
me.
The takeaway here is that more families are eligible for food stamps, and you can check that out on the USDA website. Thank you. Ellen Vollinger is the Legal Food Stamp Director of Food Research and Action Center.
So Todd Zwillick at the top of the hour tried to take over the program by suggesting that you all call in and name the Karzar. If you don't like Karzar, what's your alternative?
Detroit Dictator.
And Autopilot.
Chief Auto Regulator.
Well, clearly Todd Zwillick was on to something. So
go, Todd Zwillick!
Keep your suggestions coming at 877-8-MY-TAKE or mytake at thetakeaway.org.
I'm calling with something I used to sing to my son when he was little, and it's an old Peter Paul and Mary song, I'm in love with a big blue frog. It goes, I'm in love with a big blue frog. A big blue frog loves me. It's not as bad as it appears. He wears glasses and he's 6'3".
Well, there you go.
Yes, I love that. Thank you.
You asked people to sing, Adora. They're lullaby suggestions, and people did. Give us your lullaby suggestions at 877-8-MY-TAKE or mytake at thetakeaway.org. I'm John Hockenberry.
I'm Adora Udoji, and this is The Takeaway / Lullaby Show.